News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Kamala Harris will announce her vice presidential pick tonight ahead of the Philadelphia rally that will kick off a five-day tour of America's swing states. We're joined by Adam Ledwith, a former advisor to Fianna Fáil in government, political commentator and longtime observer of Kamala Harris's political career. Adam, who are we expecting Kamala Harris to pick?
Morning, Shane. So, yeah, it's one of these things. Either Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania is going to be introducing her and her running mate in Philadelphia, or she's going to be introducing him as her running mate. So he seems to be the odds-on favourite, but she's keeping her cards very close to her chest at this stage. I think it's probably 50-50 between her, between Josh Shapiro and Tim Walz.
Is it down to those two, do you think, or are the other potential names, are they out of the running?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's probably down to those two. There's a strong cohort on the left of the party, which she would have been considered to have been at one time or another. But yeah, there's a strong cohort in the left of the party that wants a non-Shapiro choice, but the good money would be on him. He's a very strong campaigner. He won his last race against a Republican in Pennsylvania by 15 points. He's got an approval rating, a favorability and approval rating in the 60s in Pennsylvania. And longtime observers of American elections, including myself, would say that Trump can win without Pennsylvania. She can't.
Yeah, I don't have the Democrats ever won the White House without Pennsylvania. Certainly, you'd have to go back a very long time.
Before you and me, anyway. Yeah.
The criticism of Shapiro from those on the left of the Democratic Party basically stems from his support for Israel. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of his faith, he is Jewish. He's an extraordinary strong critic of Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's current government and strategy or pursuit of the war in Gaza at the moment, but that hasn't, I suppose, ameliorated the concern on the left in the party. There are people who would say, oh, he will help in Pennsylvania, but he would hurt in Michigan, where there's a strong pro Palestinian vote in Michigan. And for people in Ireland, unfortunately, that's what makes people like you and me grey in the hair, is that American elections aren't one election. It's 50 elections, one in each state, all on the same day. Yeah. So it's going to end up coming down to the states. I still think that Shapiro is probably the stronger choice, but it'll just determine what she ultimately thinks is best. But at the same time, I would still say, Shane, that people like you and me might be looking at the next 93 days. She's got to look at someone that
yeah,
she's
beyond
have to
that,
sit across the table from for 4 years.
You mentioned 93 days. I think this very time, 3 months from now, we'll probably know. The election will have taken place yesterday. The count will have gone overnight. It was around about this time that we realised 4 years ago that Donald Trump actually wasn't going to make it. Who are you putting your money on? Who would you put your money on at this stage in the two-horse race?
50-50, but if the election were held today, it'd be Harris. But if the election were held 2.5 weeks ago, right after the attempted shooting or attempted assassination in Pennsylvania, if the election were held 3 days after that, it would have been him. So we're going to seesaw back and forth for the next 3 months. My big concern at the moment is that she's raised more money than him. She's got more momentum than him. She still hasn't had her VP pick, which you'd expect a bump out of. And she still hasn't had the Democratic convention, which you'd expect a bump out of. But she's had all of these positives in the last 3 weeks, and it's still only 50-50. Like, for us, this side of the pond, shall we say, how she's not 10 points ahead, we don't know why, but it's America. It's
going to
anything,
be tight.
Anything can happen.
Okay, we will leave it there. Adam Ledwith, former advisor to Fianna Fáil government here, political commentator, long-time observer of Kamala Harris. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.